Shri Sai Ram, on this auspicious occasion of Ladies' Day celebrations, as a humble offering to the very epitome of motherhood, Mother Ishwaramma, we light the lamp of love to celebrate and glorify womanhood.
Kripa Samudram. Vamabhagam Parvati Vamabhagam Parvati Vamabhagam Sada Shivam Chidambaresham Hridi Bhavayami Partipurisham Partipurisham Hridi Bhavayami Kara Samba Sada Shiva Chandra Shekhara Sai Shiva Lingodhava Kara Samba Sada Shiva Chandra Shekhara Sai Shiva Lingodhava Kara Samba Sada Shiva Chandra Shekhara Sai Shiva Andanda Pindanda Brahmanda Karaka Andanda Pindanda Brahmanda Karaka Purusha Prakriti Rupa Haraka Nayaka Andanda Pindanda Chandrasekhara Sai Shiva Lingodbhava Kara Nirguna Parabrahma Sahgunakara Sadguna Paripurna Sadguru Deva Nirguna Parabrahma Sahgunakara Sadguna Paripurna Sadguru Deva Satchidananda Shri Satya Sai Shah
Shri Sai Ram. I offer my loving pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba with all my respect and gratitude and love. Respected elders, distinguished guests, the dignitaries from all around the world, brothers, sisters, fellow pilgrims and dear students. This year, we are celebrating 90 years of advent of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. We are here today also to celebrate 20 years of continuous acknowledgement of the importance and critical role of women in all walks of life, a formal day established by Bhagwan himself, the 19th November. In a social and political landscape where women are still underrepresented, I am here today to represent those women who speak louder to get their voices heard. And for those women who said human rights are women rights and women rights are human rights once and for all. And also for those women around the world who acquired courage through endeavor, refusing to let their fear dictate their actions. And also for those women who are talking about a society in which there will be no roles other than chosen or those earned, and say we are really talking about humanism. And also for all those women who say equal pay for equal work and common justice. And those women who asked from the Vedic times, tell me, what is that by knowing which everything else is known? Last but not the least, for all those who say women's hour has struck, let us reach out with united earnestness and determination and turn it into a victory. Now, I take pleasure to introduce two such accomplished, successful, learned and humble women as speakers for the day. The first speaker, Professor N. Nirupa Rani. Professor Nirupa Rani is the founder, vice chancellor of Adikavi Nannaya University, Rajahmundry. She is presently professor emeritus, UGC, Durgabai Deshmukh Center for Women's Studies. Apart from serving as senior professor in the Department of English, she has formerly worked in various capacities in Andhra University, Visakhapatnam.
Having many feathers in her cap, Professor K. Nirupa Rani is the first woman dean of Andhra University. She has previously held positions of dean, UGC unit, head of department, chairperson of board of studies, director of the Center for Women's Studies. She is also associated and serves as chairperson of NAC peer team visiting higher learning institutions in India. She was bestowed with the Best Teacher Award of the year 2004. Ms. Nirupa Rani did her postdoctorate from Kiel University, Germany, in film, philology, and post-war German fiction in English translation. Her areas of research are cultural study, black literature, and post-colonial studies. Upon the request of U.S. federal government, Professor Nirupa Rani went to the United States to interact with vice chancellors of premier universities. Now I request Mrs. Nirupa Rani to address the gathering.
Sai Ram, my pranams to Bhagavan, the God in you, the God above you, the God beside you, the God around you. I see Bhagavan in each one of you. It is Bhagavan that I am addressing, and I thought I'll make some confessions before the August gathering here, because I see a mix of innocence, knowledge, wisdom in this audience. As an educationalist, I thought I must motivate the youngsters, and I should see at the end of the road what Bhagavan has seen, the future of youth. I have visited this place earlier also. It is a team from Andhra University that has come to Baba. We have interacted with him, and when Swami said, "You have anything, ask me." In order to sound truthful, honest, I said, a university which has got highest reputation, a university in which great minds have worked, slowly is declining. What should be done? He looked into my eyes and he said, "You will do it." He said, "It's not easy. It is a challenge." I didn't understand that time. What was the challenge? What is the difficulty? In the afternoon session, he said, when you collect water, the water in the tank comes into the glass. It is quality of the teacher that matters, and you should never find fault with the container in which you collect the water. It is true. Life has taught me many things. I am at an age and stage where I introspect. And when I introspect, I have realized that all that is said about me is the I, the ego. Many say that I am successful, but I know it is not success, but it is experience. Swami has given me the courage confidence to face life. Not once I have faced the best. It's always the best. The best is this opportunity to stand before you and talk to you. The I has to become me. The me is related to the surroundings, the community. When you feel that you are part of the community, not an individual by your own right, then things look different. We are not what we are. We are not what others think of us. We are what we are in the grace of God. And it is conscience that we have to follow, not the position or power. I went as founder vice chancellor of a general university, and I can also say I am the first woman founder vice chancellor of a general university other than women's universities. You know, the university was established without sanctioning of land. There was no infrastructure. There were no funds, but all that there was only vision. That time I thought, since I got the opportunity, I must set a goal for myself and follow the vision of Swami. All the youngsters here know that when Satya Sai Higher Learning Institute has gone for National Assessment and Accreditation Council for assessment, first time in the country, this is the only institute that got A++. No other university could reach that benchmark. When inquired, it was said that value-based ethical education is the foundation. Any course, any branch of knowledge, it has to be coupled with ethical sense. Science is studied in the presence of humanity. Humanity is the concern of all, especially Bhagavan's concern. I have started courses there. I have introduced the best in the sense what is needed currently, whatever the visionaries of higher education are saying, like choice-based credit system, hands-on training, skill development, research, quality teaching, all these things we have introduced. It survived only during my tenure, and the day I left, most of the things have come to a close. I used to feel very sad. I have come back to teaching, and there also it was not the same. Things have changed. Position has displaced you from the hearts of people. And I don't call it is victimization. It is test of time. The only person that could come to my rescue day in and day out psychologically was Bhagavan. When I was in trouble, I used to cry with tears in my eyes, ardently, fervently praying to God, show me solution. And I don't know whether I got solution or not, but I could get comfort. When there was trouble for land, when I was under pressure from various sources, it was Swami who stood by me. And I used to feel, you know, I'm doing what I'm expected to do. Rest, I'm leaving it to Him. He has taken it. With this, I have come back to my parent university once again. And every day it was a sad feeling. What is happening? Then it is a book that has shown me the answer. It is Swami Himself who is the author of the book, Satya Sai Sat Sambhashana. The answers are there in the book. Swami talks about incarnation of God, presence of God in the world, the relationship between man and God, the relationship between Bhakta and Bhagavan, the relationship between man and society. So many things I have learned. I could find answers there. Look at the world around. If you map the problems, there are so many. There is intolerance, religious intolerance. There is violence, abuse. Name any evil, it is gaining supremacy. But still, the evil is contained because there is love that is deep-rooted in the hearts of people. The best that Swami appreciates and the best that Swami blesses, that is love. Swami has asked us to serve humanity, not Him, and serve with love, with gratitude, with affection. That is real service. I've heard many people saying that we donate some money for service. You know, I'm not getting time to do service. And no one pressurizes us to physically do service or be psychologically prepared to part with money for service. When service is coupled with love, it is the best service that we can extend. And then what is needed for society today is higher order thinking. Higher order thinking comes with cultivating our thinking in the positive manner. See the plight of women, you know, like it is lightheartedly said that if you see the progeny of gods, all the gods had only sons, no daughters. Man, God has created the world, and on the last day He has created man. He was not happy. He thought, I must create the best. From the rib of man, He has created a woman. That is what we are. And Swami has given us special significance by making November 19th a special day for women. And in His discourses also, He said that Prakriti and Purusha both are essential. Ardha Narishvara, the combination of masculine and feminine. It is proof that we are equals. Equality is in thinking. If you see God, when He has taken incarnation in the human form, He was not born in elite families, but he was born in enlightened families. Bhagavan has no caste, no religion. He is embodiment of one supreme blessing, that is love. Swami, in his discourse, said that the world is a house. There are many rooms in the house. Each room is for one country. Though we stay in the same house, we don't see who are staying in the rooms. In the house of God, we should develop this relationship. What has happened in France, what has happened in India, what had happened in Pakistan, all this is a proof that we are failing to live in this universal house created by God. My appeal to all is stand for truth. Never expect anything in return. Perform your duty and be answerable to your conscience. That gives you Sat, Chit, Ananda. My pranams to all of you once again. And I pray to God to give us strength of mind and tolerance. Sai Ram.
Our second speaker for this morning is Dr. Meera Narasimhan. Dr. Meera Narasimhan is Associate Provost for Health Sciences at the University of South Carolina and also serves as Director of Innovative Healthcare Technologies at the University of South Carolina School of Medicine. She's a professor and chair in the Department of Neuropsychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the University of South Carolina. She's also on faculty at the Medical University of South Carolina, Charleston. She completed a residency in psychiatry at Yale University Department of Psychiatry. One of her foremost accomplishments at the University of South Carolina has been starting a highly productive research division collaborating with Duke University, Emory University, Medical University of South Carolina, University of Texas, Southwestern, Vanderbilt, and Dartmouth. Dr. Meera is a distinguished fellow of the American Psychiatric Association. She has been described as a dynamic and visionary leader and has gone on to receive numerous regional, national, and international honors and awards for teaching, services, and research, including the Paul Cornitz Award for Excellence in the Interface Between Medicine and Psychiatry at Yale University, Laura Temple Award, Teacher of the Year and the Chairman's Award, the South Carolina Psychiatrist of the Year Award and the Visionary Award, Research Advancement Award from University of South Carolina School of Medicine, to name a few. Now I request Dr. Meera to address the gathering.
Tvameva mata cha pita, tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha, tvameva, Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Shri Sai Deva.
With heartfelt gratitude and love, I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our dear beloved Lord Swami. Respected elders, brothers, sisters and dear students, I am deeply honored and humbled to stand before you today. Thank you, Swami, for your compassionate love as we celebrate feminine virtues, qualities and attributes today on this momentous occasion of the International Women's Day. It's a great privilege to be born as a human being, a greater privilege to be born as a woman, and a divine blessing to be contemporaries of the Sai Avatar, and also to be beneficiaries of his darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. Since time immemorial, there have been examples of exemplary women who have been paragons of virtue. Let us start by offering our obeisance to Prakriti, the goddess of nature, who has showered us with abundance. Gayatri, venerated as the Veda Mata, who embodies the essence of the Vedas, and our beloved Swami, who is a Shiva Shakti Swarupa, who as Shakti clearly has provided the energy, the source of all existence and sustenance, an Akshaya Patra of divine motherly love that surrounds us with warmth, compassion, caring and protection. There is no greater love than the nurturing love of a woman who happens to be a mother, whether it was the divine incarnation of Rama in the womb of Mother Kausalya in the Treta Yuga, or our own beloved Swami in Mother Ishwaramba's womb in the Kali Yuga. The mother is a visible and tangible proof of divinity. She is the first teacher of the child who imbues values of selfless love during the formative years of a child. She also teaches the child the fear of sin and fondness of virtue. Swami says a mother needs to impart bhakti, adoration of the Lord, and prapatti, surrender to the highest. They need to be repositories of shanti, peace, prema, love, tyaga, sacrifice, and yoga, discipline, to be able to help in the spiritual awakening of the child. Throughout history, there have been exemplars of feminine virtues, including Meera, who was an embodiment of bhakti. Bhakti, devotion, allowed her to awaken the inner strength or shakti, which then led her to the attachment to the divine or rakti, which then resulted in detachment from the world, virakti, thereby serving as a stellar example of traversing this beautiful path from bhakti to mukti, liberation and union with the Lord. Other shining stars throughout history like Florence Nightingale, Joan of Arc, Mother Teresa personified compassion, sacrifice and selfless service by serving humanity. Being endowed with feminine virtues provides women with the ability to transform future generations, nations and the world. Women play a crucial role in individual and societal upliftment. For this, it is imperative that women are educated, empowered and endowed with wisdom and fortitude to prepare them for greater responsibilities in life. As human beings, we all need to recognize and nurture the latent feminine virtues and also be in a position to appreciate a balanced view of life, not to be affected by the vicissitudes of life, easier said than done. This equanimity can only be achieved if we have firm, unwavering faith in the indweller, the Lord. For me and my family, the greatest blessing of this Janma has been the entry of Swami into our lives and his constant presence. There have been several lessons learned on this personal transformative journey with Sai, for Sai, in Sai and through Sai that has helped me to be a woman, a physician, as well as a human being. It has been his grace and teachings that taught me the value of incorporating human values like compassion, love, respect, dignity into medicine. In this personal and professional quest of not just being a good physician, but also striving to be a better human being through the path of bhakti and seva, he made it more meaningful for me as a psychiatrist to be able to understand the art and science of the mind-body-spirit connection, to be able to visualize life through a spiritual lens, to be able to recognize divinity in one and all. His unconditional love, ever-flowing grace, has been with us through good times and tough times. Practicing his presence and living in his presence has been a true panacea to help sanctify this life, his greatest gift. Swami has been a great role model for all of us. He practiced what he preached and led by example. We've all witnessed his grace and his love to fulfill his compassionate and caring mother Ishwaramba's wish in the form of Educare, Medicare and Sociocare, translating that into creations of institutions of higher education, temples of healing, to be able to provide basic necessities such as food, water, sanitation, empowerment of women, educating women to be self-reliant. As divinity, Swami is Gunatita, transcends all three gunas. As a Purna avatar, in the human form, he was a repository of all virtues, including feminine virtues of Medha, intellect, Shama, forgiveness, Vak, perfect speech, Prema, love, Shanti, peace, Sahana, tolerance, and Ananda, bliss. Behind every virtue, there lies the backbone of love. If virtues are the compartment, they follow the engine of love. He taught us time and again that the love in God, the love of God, and love for God must be the foundation of our lives. Swami, as the Divine Mother and Vaidyo Narayana, has sanctified our lives in this Kali Yuga. He has inspired us to be torchbearers and ambassadors of his divine mission to continue his legacy. Living with God is education, living for God is service, and living in God is realization. With humility and gratitude, I bow to the divinity in each one of you. Thank you.
To add an international flavor for this morning, we have devotional songs in English from different countries. The singers are Karen Chenoweth, Mrs. Meryl Ennis, and on guitar, Klaus Georgian Chamel. I hope I pronounced it right, forgive me. And on tabla, Mrs. Barbara Pepper, and on keyboard, Luigi Mariani, Mr. Luigi Mariani. Welcome. Thank you.
Om Shri Sai Ram. On this special 90th birthday celebration of our beloved Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba, and on this special day where we recognize women from all around the world, we offer this music program in love and devotion and from the spiritual heart of bliss to our dear Swami. We love you.
Bye.
Sri Satya Sai Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust is the only trust for women established by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in 2005 to help disadvantaged village women. Starting with 9 villages, today the trust serves the needs of people in 132 villages. Women and health and hygiene and education are the priority of the trust projects. All the projects are being executed by the guidelines established by Bhagwan, love all, serve all, following the objectives of the trust and strictly adhering to the law of the nation. Under Mother and Child program, Trust has been sending out mobile medical teams to the villages every month for the past 10 years. This year, we complete a decade worth of love. Our gynecologists, pediatricians have been looking into the health checkup of the pregnant women and children. The Trust today releases its 10th annual report. Trust has donated 1,16,000 of one supplement of medicines and 9,28,000 of second group of supplement of medicines for pregnancy, for pregnant and pregnant women and children, and 3,50,000 Sai protein packets in service that covered over 75,000 women in the surrounding villages. Other items also include 900 bicycles, 35,000 saris, 35,000 hygiene kits, 300 solar lamps, 300 sewing machines, 1,000 kerosene stoves. Under the banner of education, university scholarships have also been provided for all the qualifying girls coming from poor economic backgrounds. And it is catered to commerce, arts, engineering, and all undergraduate and master's degrees. From 2014, to encourage the spirit of education, 5,000 notebooks have been distributed catering to 2,000 high school children in Anantapur district. Other needs such as globes, compasses, atlases, school bags, other accessories of school children are being considered. Under the sanitation program, indoor restrooms or the toilets are being built for village women in their homes. Recipients are carefully chosen according to the trust need-based policies. So far, in about 35 villages, the construction of 1,500 restrooms have been completed and 500 more are on the way. This project will continue to expand by stages until all 132 villages in our surrounding areas have been served. Quantitatively, and qualitatively, the trust will move towards identifying more number of villages. This year, under new initiatives, serving blind children, most of them who live in orphanages, and restoring eyesight through surgery has been discussed. Today, on behalf of Sri Satya Sai Ishwarma Men's Welfare Trust, as a token of appreciation and love, I would like to thank you, all the doctors who are present here today, and also the doctors who could not be present here, for your incessant, selfless, and continuous service rendered for a decade filled with love and gratitude to Bhagwan Baba. The trust has identified 10 doctors distinguished in the field of gynecology and 11 doctors distinguished in the field of pediatrics, men and women, for the felicitation. The trust takes the pleasure to honor them for their services rendered in the last 10 years. I also at this point would like to thank all the donors and all the people who have supported us all through. Above all, Bhagwan's grace, without which we could not have achieved even an inch of progress. I request my co-trustees, Mrs. Mallika Srinivasan and Mrs. Madhuri Naganand, to come forward and honor the doctors with tokens of love. Now I also request Dr. K.P. Sai Leela to call upon the names of the doctors.
My most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Revered elders, sisters, brothers, and our dear doctors. At the outset, I would like to congratulate all those doctors who have come here in spite of their busy schedule to accept the felicitation. I also would like to say that these doctors, in spite of all their busy work, every month they made it somehow or the other with a spirit of service. Now the first recipient is Dr. Kumari Menon. Dr. Kumari Menon is a working consultant pediatrician at Vijaya Hospital, Chennai, for the last 45 years. She has also worked in community hospital for the 23 years. She worked as ICMR research fellow on mother and child project. She's actively involved in Sai Kripa medical activities in Tamil Nadu. Dr. Kumari has been coming to the mother and child project from the inception of the Sri Satya Sai Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust. The second recipient is Dr. D.V. Lakshmi. Dr. D.V. Lakshmi is a gynecologist. She taught Osmania Medical College and also in Gandhi Medical College, Hyderabad, for the last 29 years as a professor of gynecology. Presently, she is having her own clinic in Hyderabad. She is serving the Mother and Child Project of Sri Satya Sai Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust as a gynecologist for the past 10 years. (Clears throat) Dr. P. Lakshmi Devi. Dr. P. Lakshmi Devi came to Bhagwan's fold as a child and as a PUC student and actively involved in all the activities of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. She retired as a superintendent of government RSRM hospital attached to the Stanley Medical College, Chennai. She worked as HOD in various private medical colleges and now is a superintendent of Ponnaiya Ramajayam Institute of Medical Science, Mahabalipuram. She is also an active participant of the Sai Kripa Medical Program at Chennai. She is serving the Mother and Child Project of the Sri Satya Sai Ishrama Women's Welfare Trust as a gynecologist for the past 10 years. Dr. Leela Gopikar. Dr. Leela Gopikar, she worked as a senior house officer in gynecology, England, for 1 year. Then she also worked in the General Hospital in England. She had a private nursing home, Prashanti Nursing Home at Karwar. Later she worked as a specialist in gynecology in the Ministry of Health, Oman. She's also worked as a gynecologist at the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanta Nilayam. From 2011 onwards, she's serving the Mother and Child Program of the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust. Dr. Rama Devi. Dr. Rama Devi was a director and superintendent of Institute of Child and Health Hospital for Children, IGMOR, and Chennai, and she also worked as HOD of Pediatrics of Madras Medical College. She is serving the Sri Satya Sai Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust Mother and Child Program for the last 10 years. Above all, she is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan from her childhood. Dr. Shanti Rangarajan. Dr. Shanti Rangarajan came to Bhagwan's fold in her childhood, attended the Balvikas program, and also received a diploma from Swami's hands at Sundaram. Even as a medical student, she joined the medical activities of Sundaram, Chennai. She participated in community activities like Gram Seva and birthday medical camps at Prashanti Nilayam. She joined the Mother and Child Project of the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust in 2005. And ever since, she's coming for the camps till date. She's also a practicing consultant pediatrician at the village hospital, at the hospital in Chennai. Dr. Vattukuri Tulasamma. Dr. Vattukuri Tulasamma is a second batch student of SV Medical College, Tirupati. She worked as an assistant surgeon for 21 years in government hospitals. Presently, she has her own nursing home at Kadapa. She has been serving the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust Mother and Child Program regularly. Dr. Mahalakshmi. Dr. Mahalakshmi studied in Karnool Medical College and is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan since 1999. She has her own private nursing home in Kadapa. Dr. Pankajam Gopalakrishnan. Dr. Pankajam Gopalakrishnan graduated from the Madras Medical College in 1964. She has worked in various hospitals like Krishna Hospital, Sudhindra Medical Mission, and has her own clinic. She is serving with the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust Mother and Child Program for the past 10 years. She is also working in the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital as a screening OPD cardiology.
are the men.
I request Dr. Varadachari, Mr. Ratnakar and Mr. Srinivasan to come and give away the gifts to the doctors, men doctors. Dr. Raghavachari. Dr. Raghavachari has a private nursing home in Hyderabad. He is an active participant in all Swami's activities since 1980. He is with the Mother and Child program of the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust from the inception of the trust. Dr. Raghavachari. Dr. Rajagiri Veeraya was in government service for the past 20 years and resigned and established his own hospital for rural and suburb population. He is in Swami's fold for the last 15 years. He is an active participant of the Mother and Child program of the Sri Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust. Dr. Sridhar Rao retired as DMHO and Regional Director at Warangal. He completed 33 years of government service. Presently, he is attached to a private nursing home at Karimnagar. He is serving for the Mother and Child program of the Sri Sathya Sai Ishwarama Trust for the past 10 years. Dr. Subbarao is working pediatrician at Dharmavaram for the last 25 years. He has a passion for rural service and free medical camps. He also has an eyeball collection center at Dharmavaram for the benefit of the blind children. He serves the Mother and Child program of the Sri Sathya Sai Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust for the last 10 years. Acharya. She is a professor and HOD of pediatrics at Mallareddy Medical College and Hospital for Women. She also worked as a professor at Osmania Medical College. She's serving the Ishrama Women's Welfare Trust Mother and Child Program regularly. Dr. Anjana Acharya. The names of the doctors who also come regularly for the medical camps. Dr. Akula Shailaja, please come forward and accept Swami's blessings. Akula Shailaja. Dr. Jhansi Lakshmi. Dr. Jhansi Lakshmi. Dr. Shobha Devi. Dr. Kamakshi. Dr. Lakshmi Kumari. Dr. Lokeshwari. Dr. Rita Shenoy. Dr. Sai Lakshmi. Dr. Savitri Satyam. Dr. Srilata. Dr. Sushila. Dr. Uma Devi. Dr. Vasundhara. Dr. Vasundhara. Dr. Rajini. Dr. Geeta Badrinath. Dr. Pratima. Dr. Rajam. Dr. Lakshmipati. Amen. Now I call upon the men doctors. Dr. Lakshmipati. Dr. Lakshmipati. Dr. Manohar Rao. Dr. Ram Manohar Reddy. Dr. Suresh Babu. Dr. Jagadish Chandra. Over.
Now we have a short music presentation by Mrs. Shobha Raju and Mrs. Sumitra Guha. Dr. Shobha Raju is an eminent singer who has devoted her life for the propagation of Annamacharya Sankirtanas. For 25 years, she has performed numerous concerts and rendered selfless service for this cause through her versatile talents. Dr. Shobha Raju has been a well-acclaimed music composer. Different audio companies have brought out her albums for which she herself set the music. She is the founder of Annamacharya Bhavan Vahini, and she has been honored as Asthana Vidushi by Dwaraka Tirumala Devasthanam. She is a recipient of several acclaimed awards in the field of art, culture and music. Annamaya Padakokila by Telugu Association of North America, Sankirtana Praveena by Telugu Kala Samiti, Kuwait in 2000, Paidi Lakshmaya Merit Award Ugadi Puraskar by Madras Telugu Academy, Srimati Ravuri Kantamma Bharadwaj Award ANR Swarna Kankanam, and apart from her graduation from Sri Padmavati Women's College of Tirupati, she's also been awarded an honorary doctorate from PS Telugu University, and also a recipient award of Padma Shri. She's a recipient of Padma Shri Award. With her, we also have her biological sister, Srimati Mrs. Sumitra Guha. Sumitra Guha is an Indian classical singer known for her expertise in the Carnatic and Hindustani schools of classical music. The Government of India honored her in 2010 with the fourth highest civilian award of Padma Shri. Born in Andhra Pradesh, Ms. Sumitra Guha is known to be proficient in Carnatic and Hindustani schools of music, known to be the first Andhra woman to sing Hindustani music. Sumitra has received many awards and honors, including the gold medals she received from Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam, from the All India Vagayakar Utsavams at Bhadrachalam in 1972, West Bengal Journalist Association Award also is her best. And a year later, she received the title Vidushri in 1995. Many music and arts organizations have recognized her with titles such as Sangeeta Kala Ratna from the Sangeet Kala Kendra, Agra, Best Music Teacher Award from the Sangam Kala Group at the National Music Awards, DTA Excellence Award from the Delhi Telugu Academy, Nada Brahman Shiromani from Sangeetanjali, Mumbai, Sangeeta Vidushi Samman from the Gandhi Hindustani Sahitya Sabha, and Sangeet Shri Award from the Art and Cultural Trust of India. We missed out on one doctor's name, Dr. Sarala Ram, a gynecologist from Visakhapatnam. Welcome, madam.
Namo Narayanaya, Om Sri Sai Ram. For me, Swami is Lord Venkateshwara himself in human form. I miss the beautiful nodding of his head while we sing here, but I'm sure he is present in every flower here, in every devotee here, in every atom to respond to the music and bless us. Thanks for this beautiful opportunity, Swami. Thanks to the management. Thank you.
Vedanthulu Parabrahma భక్తి బిడ చిత్తి పలికెను నాలో ఒక రాగం నరము నరములో మధుర స్వరముగా నరము నరములో మధుర స్వరముగా సాగెను సాయిని గానం తను మే తంబుర చేసి కనివిటి తిట్ట సాయిరా సాయిరా తఖన సాయిరా తఖను సాయిరా తిట్ట సాయిరా తిట్ట సాయిరా సాయిరా తథన సాయిరా తథను సాయిరా తిట్ట సాయిరా అనాథనాథ సాయిరా రాయడువాడో కుండలలో నెలకొండ కోనీటి రాయడువాడో కుండలంత వరములు గూపెడువాడు కుండలలో నెలకొండ కోనీటి రాయడు
Thank you. Feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This is my humble tribute, and also I am expressing my gratitude to Bhagavan Baba for giving me this wonderful opportunity through Chetna . I'm introduced to Baba in late 60s by my late parents. Since then, I've been coming. And whatever I have today, it's all His grace. I could pass all hurdles in my life through His grace. So this is my small token of gratitude and humble tribute at the lotus feet of Baba. First from Meera Bhajan. Meera is not only a great devotee, she is an epitome of women's strength. So I chose Meera Bhajan today to sing.
Hare Anand. प्यार में सब ही समाये तेरे प्यार में ओ साईं बाबा साई बाबा ओ साई बाबा हिंदू मुस्लिम सिख ईसाई सबसे है तेरा नाता तेरे द्वार पर आकर कोई खाली हाथ नहीं
spirit of the Ladies' Day celebrations, the women devotees of the National Ladies' Forum, Mauritius, will now offer a magazine entitled Enlightened Ladies as an endeavor to promote the welfare of women all over the world. We request Mrs. Mallika Srinivasan, co-trustee, Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust, to kindly release the magazine.
Ambe Bhavani Ma.
Jaya Maa, Jaya Maa. Thank you. padambe.